The Persian stringed instrument known as the Kamanche sounds beautiful, whether it's played in Iran or across the street. And now the internet makes it possible for people anywhere to learn the instrument, in some cases from the master, Kehan Kalor. Reporter Bruce Wallace visited one budding player in Toledo, Ohio.
The music was already going when I got to Shayan Parsai's family home on a snowy day in late January. Parsai was playing Kamanche. A friend sat nearby playing a Persian drum called the zarb. Parsai is a junior in college, and he's been playing Western classical violin since he was 4. Last fall, he started playing a Kamanche his dad bought him on a trip to Iran. Traditionally, a person who wanted to learn the instrument would find a master who could teach them. But there aren't really any Kamanche masters in Northwest Ohio. There is, however, YouTube. It turns out there's a fine collection of Kamanche performances there, including this one, which features Kehan Kalhor.
Not only did I get the sounds that I wanted to hear and the music that I wanted to hear, but I also got to see what strings, what movements, and how they were holding the bow and how they were turning the fiddle, and I acquired these skills simply by watching these videos over and over.
One big difference between the Western violin and the Kamanche is that the Kamanche is held vertically. A spike at its base holds it off the floor. The instrument is rotated around on this spike so the bow can reach different strings. Players kneel on the ground behind the instrument. Parsai says that one of the challenges when he first started playing was keeping his legs from falling asleep. He kept working on it, though. Soon he had learned all he could from YouTube, so he used two more tools available to the modern Kamanche student, Facebook and Skype. He sent a message to Kehan Kalhor on Facebook telling him how he'd been inspired by his music and about his progress learning the instrument. A few weeks later, the two connected over Skype for a lesson.
You need to sit back a little bit so I can see your whole body. Can you play whatever you like for me?
Kalhor focused on how Parsai was sitting and how he was bowing.
You start your bow from here.
He wanted to emphasize that, you know, the left hand makes the notes, but the right hand is what makes the sound, and that's the expression comes with the right hand.
Since Skyping, Kalhor and Parsai have met in person for a lesson in Washington, D.C., and have plans to connect on Skype again in the near future. Kalhor told me that being in touch with younger players like Parsai is part of the process of keeping Kamanche teaching alive, in a world where the traditional master-student model doesn't work.
In the old times, one master had like handful number of students, and then they lived together. The relationship was really close. Sometimes, you know, the student becomes a member of the household. We cannot replace that. We haven't actually come up with an efficient way of teaching music.
For people like Kalhor, the good news here is that there are a lot of people eager to learn. Hossein Omoumi teaches Persian classical music at the University of California, Irvine. He thinks his interest in Persian music is partially a reaction to restrictions the Iranian government put on music after 1979's revolution.
Before the revolution, family didn't support a young generation to play music, you know? But today, all the family, they support the young generation because they want to conserve it. They want to have it.
I talked to Parsai a few days after he'd met up with Kalhor. He was excited about meeting the legend and eager to play a role in preserving this music.
Hopefully get more of a sparked interest in Persian music and modern-day Iran in general, especially with everything that's been going on lately in the Middle East. I think it's very important that us as Americans are internationally aware of what's going on, and hopefully music could be one way to keep people in the know.
As for getting that music out into the world, well, there's always YouTube. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Toledo, Ohio.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.